Blog Talk Radio.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you, tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you, and the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever.
Somebody tonight, all of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight. You might be hurting,
you might be crying,
you might be
crying,
you might be worrying,
you might be worrying and frustrated too.
Let me encourage you.
And watch God change things.
If you just get on your lunch break, would you just take a moment out to pray for me? Because I'm going to be praying for you.
What God?
You know what's going to happen if you pray for somebody around you? Just look at somebody and tell them, I'll pray for you. You pray for me. What's getting ready to happen?
What's God?
Won't it change?
I pray for you.
You pray for me.
Hurricanes back to back, it will not happen. Let them
I get it. Let them co-slide into one another. Let them, Marco, go into Lori. Lori, go into Marco. Whatever way you're going to do it, Jesus. No two hurricanes. It's already bad enough for one, but not two. We don't want to see no lives lost. No homes destroyed. Are y'all hearing me tonight? No home destroyed. No lives lost. I pray that Lori would cease, would die. I've been saying it all the evening, like Jesus did when he walked to the side of the boat. And he spoke to the sea, and he spoke to the rain, the wind, and he said, peace be still. And that's what I've been saying, say to God, peace be still. If Jesus could say it, I could say it, peace be still. Peace be still. Peace be still. And he said, the rain and the sea and everything calm. You watch Jesus. Things going to change. Thank you, Pastor Paul Martin. Oh, I love that song. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Watch God change things. Thanks to God. All we got to do is to keep praying. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. When Jesus told his disciples, he took John, and I think Peter went there, and he told the other disciples, he said, sit here and watch while I go yonder and pray. He said, sit here while I go yonder and pray. And when Jesus went away to pray and he came back, they was asleep. And he went back the second time. When he came back, they were still asleep. He wanted them to watch and pray. Third time, he came back, they was asleep. He said, can you watch with me for 1 hour? Jesus only asked to watch for 1 hour, and we don't want to pray for 1 hour, and we don't want to pray for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. What is the hour to pray for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who hung and died on the cross and bled for you and I? And you can't pray for 1 hour? Shame on you. I pray to Jesus, come back. I pray as long as I have to pray. Are y'all hearing me tonight? I thank you, Paul Martin, for such an awesome song. He said, you pray for me, hey, Lord, and I pray for you. And watch God change things. God's going to change some things, y'all. He's going to change some things. Not only do I do it, but I believe it because I am a believer. I'm not just a Christian. I am a born-again believer. And I'm going to watch God thing. I'm going to watch God change something. Are y'all hearing me tonight? I'm going to watch God change something. Oh, hallelujah. You pray for me, hey, Lord. And I pray for you. And watch God change things. Come on, somebody. You pray for me. And I pray for you. And watch God change things. Oh, he's going to change some things with COVID-19. Y'all keep praying. Keep praying. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Don't be like the disciples and go to sleep. Don't you dare go to sleep. Don't take a nap. But stay woke, because the enemy likes to catch you when you sleep. He likes to catch you when you sleep. If you can't read your Bible at night, you need to read it during the day. But I'm a night person. I am a night person. And I'm going to watch God change some things tonight. Oh, watch God change things. I feel it, y'all. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Watch God change things. You pray for me, and I'll pray for you, and watch God change things. Oh, he's going to change some things tonight. Oh, hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hey, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you tonight, Father. I feel it, saying, y'all. I feel it. I feel it all in my bones. Hallelujah. Like Jeremiah said, it's like fire. It's like fire set up in my bones. I could feel it. Oh, Jesus, Lord, Jesus, 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 oh, Jesus, my Lord, my God, my Lord, my God, oh, my Lord, my God, I love to call his name, Jesus, 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 Jesus. I don't know about you, but I love to call him. I love to call him. I love to call him. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, glory, Lord, glory, Jesus. Glory, Lord, glory, Jesus. I just want to praise him. I don't even know whether I'm going to get into this sermon or not. I just want y'all to come on and let's open up these eyes. We need to give God some praise. We need to thank God for what he's doing in our lives right now. We need to thank him for what he's already done. We need to thank him for what he's doing now. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my Lord. Jesus. I love to call your name, Jesus. I can hear the Lord telling me this morning, he gets up outside. I woke up this morning when my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning and my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. I woke up this morning, my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord. Oh, God, oh, God. Yes, Lord, yes. I'm not at my home right now. I left my home and I'm at my door's. I came to higher ground. But I know God is with me. God is with me. He is my comforter. He is my counselor. He is my standby. He's everything that I need. He's all that I need. Oh, I hope y'all are hearing me tonight, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God, won't you lift your hands and tell God thank you tonight? Why don't you lift your hands and tell my God thank you? I can't even see you, but I can see you in the spirit. Tell my God thank you. Come on, somebody, let him know how thankful you are. Come on, somebody. Oh, my Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, Lord, I love you. Oh, I love you, Jesus. You said in John 3:16, God so loved the world. He gave his only one and begotten son. His only son, his one and only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God came to give us life, saints of God, and life more abundantly. He said, but the thief come to steal, kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, but I come, hey, Lord, but I come that you might have life. Jesus came to give us life. Don't you dare swerve to the left or to the right, but you need to stay on the narrow path. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, help me tonight, Holy Ghost. Help me tonight, Holy Ghost. I feel the presence of God. I feel the power of God bubbling up on the inside of me like rivers of living waters. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Saints of God, thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. I thank you tonight for being on these airways tonight. Thank you for being on this great platform tonight. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Edward E. Hamilton, the Now Network broadcast out of Los Angeles, California. Thank you for giving me such a great opportunity, man of God, to be here on this great platform tonight.
Amen. Praise God.
To the people, thank you tonight, man of God, for being on this great platform tonight to bring forth the word to the people.
Praise God, evangelist.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, boy.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I want to say to you all tonight, good evening. Good evening, everyone. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. Let's Talk Jesus. Let me say this to you tonight. We can talk numerous of things. We could talk about the movie. We could talk about going this place, and we could talk about that, and we could talk about this, and we could talk about that. But nothing is no greater and no powerful than Let's Talk Jesus. There's so much you can say about what Jesus done, how he done it, and the reason he done it, and why he came. He came for the sins of this world. He came for the whole sins of the world. He came for the dope pushers, the drug dealers, mojo smokers, those who smoke pipes, weed, whatever. He came for them too. He came for the homosexuality. He came for the lesbian. This is why Jesus came. He came to deliver us and set us free. Somebody on these lines tonight, you think you're free, but you're not free. You need to be free tonight. You need to be free tonight. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. Let me say this. I'm Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I want to say to you tonight, thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you, all of you all on the line, the broadcast, the Now Network, the P2P Ministry, the Archive, whatever way you're listening, thank you for tuning in tonight. And I want to say to you, if you have your Bibles, all those who have their Bibles, get your Bibles and turn with me, please, to the book of Romans. That's the 10th chapter, verse 13. Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 13. And it reads, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let me read that again to you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're not saved now, you'll be saved tonight before you get off of these airways. Amen. I say amen. And I want to use for,
amen.
I want to use for a topic tonight. Salvation is free. Salvation is free. Our scripture is Romans 10:13. It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall is a promise. Say so, God. God promised us he'll save us. Shall. He'll save us. He'll save us. Pull us out of our mess. Get us out of our mess. And turn your mess into a message. Amen. God is so good. And I be hear people saying he's a mysterious God. No, he's not. I'm not serving a mysterious God. I'm serving a miraculous God. I'm serving a God that's more than enough. I am serving El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. Oh, thank you tonight, Jesus. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Let me say this, saints of God. The scripture says, whosoever meaning no matter who, no matter what placement, the Apostle Paul said, whosoever can be, you can be an atheist who say there's no God. Are y'all getting this? I say you can be an atheist who say there is no God. The whosoever that believes in Buddha, the one that persecuted the Christian, the whosoever is the reason Jesus came. I was once a whosoever, but I'm not a whosoever now. I received Jesus, my Lord and Savior. I was once a sinner. But now I'm saved by grace through faith. I'm a New Testament saint. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Let me say this. Listen at this, saints of God. You remember blind Bartimaeus? He cried out. He was on the side of the road. And he cried out to Jesus. And he said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Come on, David. Thou son of David. This is what Bartimaeus called Jesus. He said, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And if that's you tonight and you know you need to be saved, all you got to do is to do that blind Bartimaeus and say, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Look at Mark, the 10th chapter, verses 46 through 52. And it reads, and they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho, that was Jesus. As Jesus went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, including blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, oh my Lord. He began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He was asking God to have mercy on him. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. They want to blind by the mess and be quiet. Shut up. You're making too much noise. Hush. But let me tell you something. When I'm praising my God and I'm dancing and jumping around, don't tell me to hush. Don't tell me to hold my peace. And don't you tell me to be quiet. I'm going to praise my God. I'm going to give him what due him. I'm going to give him what I owe him. I owe him some praise. I know what I owe my God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. And many charged him that he should hold his feet. They wanted him to hush. Stop calling on him. But guess what? Blind Bartimaeus cried the more. The more he cried, he cried, he cried. Say it again, thou son of David. Have mercy on me. Listen, saints of God. Jesus came for such a time as this. Hello, somebody. I say Jesus came for such a time as this. In the book of John 3:16, say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, thank you tonight, Jesus. My brothers and my sisters, Jesus paid the price for us on Calvary. I say Jesus paid the price for us on Calvary. We say salvation is free. Guess what? Listen, hear this. We say salvation is free, but it's cost Jesus his life. Are y'all hearing me tonight? I say we say salvation is free, but it cost Jesus, oh my God, his life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Look at John. John, the gospel, according to St. John, the 15th chapter, verses 13. It says, greater love had no man than this. Greater love. Greater love had no man than this. That a man lay down his life for his friend. Jesus did it because he loved us. That's why he laid his life down. He laid it down for us because he loved us. Thank you, Jesus. He told them, no man can take my life. He laid it down for us. Hear me, Jesus. Hear me, Lord. Hear me tonight, Jesus. I'm saying what you told me to say. He told them, no man, no one, oh, thank you, can take my life. Jesus was telling them no one can take his life. He laid it down for us. Oh, thank you, Lord, for laying down your life for me and for you and for you and you and you. Well, what is salvation? What is salvation, Evangelist Virginia? I'm glad that you asked. Salvation is deliverance from the power and effect of sin. Glory be to God. Sin no longer has the power over you and me. Let me say that again. Sin no longer has the power over you and me. Well, why you say that, Evangelist Virginia? Well, I'm glad you asked. You know why? Because Jesus paid it all. He paid it all on the cross. He paid it all, not some, but he paid it all on the cross. The song says, Jesus paid it all, and all to him I owe. Jesus paid it all. The song says, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Yes, he paid it all. My brothers and my sisters, God paid it all. He paid it all. 10 and 13, our scripture tonight tells me that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You shall be delivered from sin. Sin. My Bible tells me in the book of Psalm 107, verse 20, that Jesus sent his son into the world. Psalm 107, verse 20, that God sent his son into the world, and the word through him. Let me go back. Let me back up. Let me get it. Psalm 107, verse 20 said, God sent his son, or he sent his word, and healed them. That's why the Bible says the word in the beginning was the word. The word was God, and the word was God, and the word is God. And the 14th verse said, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Preach it.
Thank you, Lord.
Preach it and teach it. Hallelujah.
Psalm 107, verse 20. God sent his word. His word. Who is the word? The word is Jesus. He sent his word and healed us and delivered us from our destruction, saints of God. Hear me tonight. Look at the word save. S-A-V-E. Save. The word save me to rescue or deliver from dangers or harm. What he did for us. I'm talking about Jesus here. You say, let's talk Jesus. Well, let's talk Jesus. What he did for us made it possible to call on his name and be saved. All you need to do is to call on his name and you shall be saved. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Jesus delivered us from the power of darkness. Oh, thank you tonight. Jesus delivered us from the power of darkness. The power of sin. He won the victory over death, hell, and the grave. In the book of John, the Gospel, chapter 12, verse 46, read, I am come a light unto the world. Jesus said he come to be a light to the world. That whosoever believeth on him should not abide in darkness. Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Hallelujah.
He made a way for us. He made a way for us, saints of God. He made a way for us. Oh, glory, hallelujah. The song says, he is a way maker, a miracle worker, promise keeper, my God. My God, my God, my God. That's who you are. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Let me say that to you again. Jesus made a way for us, y'all. He made a way for us. So, Jesus, he made a way for us.
Hallelujah.
He is a way maker. He's a miracle worker.
Yes, Lord.
He's a promise keeper.
Yes,
that's you. Who you are. Praise him. Listen,
hallelujah.
My people
praise
of God.
You.
Listen.
Yes,
he shamed the devil. Y'all need to hear this. Jesus shamed the devil once again in the book of Colossians 2:15. And have us for our principalities and powers. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Almighty God. Almighty God. Our God reigns. I love when the man of God sang that song. Our God reigns. God is good, and it must endure forever. He saved saved us from destruction. If the devil could have kept him from going to the cross, somebody need to hear this tonight. Listen, saints of God. Hear me tonight. I said if the devil could have kept Jesus from going to the cross, he would have. He tried, but he could not do it. Jesus told him in the wilderness, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus paid it all for us. Jesus paid it all for us, people of God. Jesus paid it all. I was shouting from the mountaintop. I said, I will shout it from the mountaintop. Jesus paid it all. Give him the glory tonight, somebody. Go ahead and give him the glory tonight, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Give God the glory. Give him the glory.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, the glory. Give it to
awesome
God.
Awesome words. Salvation
praise
is
his holy name.
Is free. Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
Praise his holy name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus said in the book of Matthew, the 10th chapter, verses 32, he said, whosoever, are you a whosoever tonight? Or were you once a whosoever? Well, I once was a whosoever. But like I said earlier, I was a sinner. I was a sinner. But now I'm a saint. Saved by grace. Saved by grace. Oh, thank you tonight, Jesus. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men. This is Jesus speaking. Whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess. Also before my Father, which is in heaven. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Oh, glory, Lord. Glory, Lord. Glory. Glory, Jesus. Glory, Lord. Glory. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Evangelist, he used you tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Every soul in the Bible, hear me tonight. Hear me. Every soul in the Bible that Jesus impacted their lives went and told. You can't keep it to yourself. When Jesus saved you, you got to go tell. You must tell somebody. Listen
at
me.
Amen.
I'm speaking personal about me now. Evangelist Virginia, when I got saved, I gave my life to Christ. I became a born-again believer. Shouted and danced all over the church, ran, cried, and hollered, wallowed, spoke in other tongues as the Spirit gave me the utterance. But I tell you what, a man of God said the other day, you do not have the right to remain. Hear this. Somebody need to hear this. Please hear me. Listen. A man of God, this was a man of God, said the other day, you do not have the right to remain silent. Glory be to God. When God has done something for you, save you, deliver you, heal you, brought you out of trouble, you do not have the right to remain silent. Hallelujah. You do not have the right to remain silent. Hallelujah. You know, they tell you that as a part of the Miranda right, when you get arrested, hear me tonight, when you get arrested, you have the right to remain silent. Because anything, listen, anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. My God. I say, my God, use it against me because Jesus saved me. He saved me. My salvation was free. I didn't have to pay a dime for my salvation. It cost Jesus his life, saints of God, oh my Lord. Oh my God. Jesus saved me. I'm so glad he did. Hallelujah. My salvation was free, and so was yours. I didn't have to pay a dime. But it cost Jesus his life. I said, cost Jesus his life. Oh, thank you. He did for you what he did for you and me, saints of God. There may be someone listening out there right now under the sound of my voice. And I speak to you tonight by the aid of the Holy Ghost. That they may not know this Jesus I'm talking about tonight. Let's talk Jesus. They may not know this Jesus I'm talking about. But you can get to know him tonight. You can get to know him tonight. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Come on, somebody. He loves you.
Praise God.
He loves you. And he will save you for us. So thank you. He paid the price for us. Hallelujah. We owe a debt we could not pay. And he paid a debt that he didn't owe. I don't believe nobody got this. Let me say it again. I say Jesus loves you. And he loves me. And he will save you. He paid the price for us. Yes, he did. We owe a debt we could not pay. And he paid a debt that he didn't owe. You see why salvation is free, saints of God? Do you see why salvation is free tonight? Because God paid a debt that he didn't owe. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let's talk Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise
let's
God,
talk
Evangelist.
Jesus.
Let's talk,
talk
Jesus.
Jesus. Let's talk
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
My
let's
God, my God.
Hallelujah.
I'm over here.
He
just excited. Hallelujah.
He bled and died for us.
Yes, Lord. We thank
he
you, Jesus.
For you
praise
and I. Oh, my God.
Evangelist, I was listening to you, my sister. You said he saved us. You get a definition. Some of us have to be shouting, yes, Lord, you rescued me. Rescued me from myself. Oh, my God. Kept me out of harm's way. Took me out of danger. Opened my eyes. Took me out of darkness. Showed me the light. Say, sister, you must, oh, my God, walk in the light. Be in the light. Be in the light to light up the path for someone else. My God, took him out of darkness. Oh, yes, Jesus. Saved. He saved. Only he could do it. He paid his life as a ransom for
yes,
many.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
He rescued us. Some of us can be shouted.
Yes, he did. Salvation
on the top
is
of
free.
Our love. He rescued
it's
me.
Free.
Oh, my God. When you were danger, they say 5150, a danger to myself, living wrecked.
Hallelujah.
My God, hallelujah, Jesus. I tell
yes,
you,
Lord.
Time.
Yes, Lord.
His timing
yes.
is always right. For the Lord
yes,
gets you and turn
Lord,
you
yes,
around
Lord.
And put you on solid ground. Hallelujah.
Hey,
when you
hey.
Say can't help but praise him, yes, like you say, we got to give him a praise. Give him
yes,
a praise. Give him the glory. Magnify his name and thank him for what he's
yes.
doing. He continues
yes.
to do it. Oh, glory be
yes.
to God. You started off with that scripture. My God, all we have
Hallelujah.
To do is believe. Believe
Ooh.
In Jesus. Salvation.
Yes.
Free. Woman
it's
of God,
free.
I love you, my
free.
Sister. Yes,
it's
I thank
free.
God for you. For you bringing his
yes,
word.
Lord.
Let's talk Jesus. Amen.
Let's
amen
talk Jesus.
And amen.
Yes.
Glory be to God. I know
yes.
I know my brother may be on the line. He may be ready to come in. We may have
yes.
listeners
it's
on the line, Evangelist.
Yes,
salvation.
Lord, I feel it.
Jesus paid his life for it. We can't remember the cross, what he did on the cross. That's why we have to praise his holy name. We wake up before we do anything and thank the Lord. When we go to bed, we thank the Lord. Hallelujah. We don't just thank him when we're blessing our food. We just thank him all the time.
Yes.
Thank him for his grace, mercy. I say the mercy. He spared us. He rescued us.
Yes, he did. God knows he did.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
we thank
Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah.
We thank him.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Praise be
free.
To God, evangelist.
It's free for anybody who want to receive it tonight. It's
He's
free.
He's a miraculous God.
He's
a miraculous
Lord.
He's a miraculous
Lord.
Only he can do it. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name.
Let's
talk Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, my God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. We thank you, evangelist.
Oh, my Lord.
We thank you for this beautiful, beautiful, awesome word, awesome teaching. And we say all glory to God. Yes, praise. When we praise him,
praise
we know. Oh, hallelujah. Praise his holy name, evangelist. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah. We're going to see one moment, evangelist. Glory be to God. Amen. Hold on one moment.
Amen. Amen, my sister Terry. Amen, my sister. God bless your soul. God bless everyone on these airways tonight. I pray that you receive something tonight. God loves you. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Oh, my Lord.
Amen. Amen. Great word. And great exhortation
awesome.
In the beginning. Bless you, woman of God.
Bless you, man of God.
Prophetess Lori has been waiting on the line. I was, like I said, double duty. But Prophetess Lori has been waiting on the line. She got sparked something you said and halfway through the broadcast. Prophetess Lori, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
Thank God, God, God bless you all. God bless you all. I'm here.
Oh, there she is.
I just thank God for you, woman of God. And like you said, it's time to pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray, because the times that we're living in is definitely devastation upon this earth. And we have to, as God's children, watch and pray always against the temptations, against the wiles of the devil, because he is an enemy to our souls. And we have to always remember that. Always remember that. Woman of God, and I just thank you that you have that compassion and that zeal. Thank you for reminding us that we have to come together and pray like never before. This is not a time that we should play. It's not a time that we should cow down or bow down to the enemy.
Yes.
But stand up to Jesus. Stand up to the world and let everybody know that, hey, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. And the things that are going on right now, we don't have time to be sleeping. We don't have time to be sleeping. No, we better pray. Can't, like you said, we can't play 1 hour. Come on.
Hey.
Amen.
Amen.
So God bless you, woman of God.
And God bless you, Prophet.
Thank God for you.
Praise God. Prophet
Lord.
Amen, family.
Yes.
Amen. Love you all.
Amen. Amen. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Come on. Anybody else want to get in the conversation? Dial 1. We still got a few more minutes left. Go ahead and give the woman of God her acknowledgement tonight of how she's touched each and every one of us. I know I have been influenced tonight in a great way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, let's see. Well, I think everybody got a word. We do have a board full of listeners, so it wasn't just like it was just us. But you know how some nights people just come to get a word and go home. Amen. So. Anything, Minister Terry, anything going on in the Baton Rouge area? I know we're praying for the weather there. the covering of you. I know 2 years ago we kind of had the same situation with you, and when you got home, your house was the only one dry. So
yes.
So no doubt that God is covering your property, and
yes,
we know He's taking care of you in high ground now. So bless you.
Yes.
In all that you're doing. Amen. But go ahead and pray us out
Amen.
Of here.
Thank you, man of God. Thank you, Minister Terry, and all those who are listening in, tuning in tonight. God loves you. And I want to say I love you too. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, I come to you right now in the name of Jesus. I come, Father God, thanking you for all you've done, for what you're doing and what you're going to continue to do. Thank you for your word tonight, Father, that you said your word would not go back forward void, but it won't return back unto you void, but it's going to accomplish that which you pleases you. It's going to prosper to where it is sent. And I want to say thank you tonight. I thank you for the Now Network broadcast. I thank you for the man of God, Pastor Edward Hamilton. And thank you for all those who was tuning in and listening tonight, Lord. And I ask you to bless them tonight. I ask you to touch them tonight. And save those who know they need to be saved and born again, Lord. And I want to say to you, amen, and I love you, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen.
You deserve my worship. You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus. Adoration and glory, it belongs to you always. Oh, you deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you. Always, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I just want to thank Him for saving me. Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Lord.
You deserve my praise.
You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory.
Adoration and glory.
Yes, it belongs to you.
Belongs to you always.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh,
you deserve.
You deserve my worship.
And you deserve.
You deserve.
You deserve my praise.
Praise.
Adoration.
Thank you.